This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Dustin Huffman. This program brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. Farmers have to stay vigilant to protect their crops from a variety of diseases that threaten yield and quality. One persistent challenge is tar spot, a fungal disease that's become a recurring concern in many corn-growing regions. As it continues to spread, preparation and proactive management are more important than ever. We'll talk with the folks at FMC coming up next.
The Iowa Soybean Association celebrates National Soy Foods Month this April. Did you know foods containing soy protein provide 9 essential amino acids and reduce the risk for heart disease? Foods made from soybeans such as edamame, tofu, and soy milk are packed with fiber, iron, and zinc. Create a healthy lifestyle while supporting Iowa farmers by consuming more soy-based foods. Learn more about the nutritional benefits of soy by visiting iasoybeans.com. Brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association, powered by the Soybean Checkoff.
Adam Byrne of FMC emphasizes the importance of early detection when it comes to managing tar spot. He explains that identifying the disease in its initial stages can make a significant difference in controlling its spread and minimizing damage.
So there is a misconception that if you see it, it's too late. It's really a matter of how you see it, right? If you're scouting from your truck, driving down the road and looking out the window, you're going to see it too late probably. But really, when you start seeing those initial infections, and those initial infections are usually a few spots here and there. It's not rampant throughout the leaf. That's when you want to start, you realize it's starting to get a foothold, and there's an incubation period. There's a window before it just random, you know, exponentially increases, that you can pull that trigger, protect most of that green leaf still, and lengthen your protection. Too early, you can miss it. Way too late, obviously you can't recover. You're not going to cure the lesions that are there. So it's a fine balance, but scouting your fields, scouting your hybrids, you know, each hybrid can respond differently. So kind of getting out there and looking at those hybrids and making those applications as you're starting to see that disease pressure kind of just show up and just a little bit of low pressure.
Burns points out the conditions in which tar spot thrives, but also warns about making errors in your assessments.
So tar spot's definitely driven by moisture, and it tends to like cooler temperatures, but that prolonged leaf wetness is a driver. So they say anywhere from 7 to 8 hours of leaf wetness. So when the dews are sticking around and lasting through the night, that's kind of prime condition. And there are resources out there that Crop Protection Network has online that can show you some risk kind of prediction tools for where the conditions are in your area that are helpful. They're not foolproof. They're not telling you you have to go spray. They're telling you you should get out and look in your field. So risk is higher. And then when you're looking, you need to scout field edges, scout those places where you have a propensity to have disease move in first, tree lines, and just kind of get in and walk. A lot of times now it's in the atmosphere or in our environment, it'll come from the lower canopy up. When it's first moving into an area, you may see it come in by wind and drop in the upper canopy, but most people now it's in our system. So the inoculum's in our soil. It's going to come from the residue. So you know, scout that lower canopy up to your ear leaf. Start thinking about just before tassel or tassel to start scouting. Check those fields on a weekly basis and look for those early symptoms. But then be aware of like things like insect frass and so on. There are other things that you want to make sure you're not reacting to. We do hear situations where growers have sprayed for something that's just insect frass. So you know, got to be on top of it and really look at it carefully.
If you continue to the story on iowaagnet.com, Burns will also highlight a range of fungicide solutions FMC offers to help farmers manage tar spot effectively. He emphasizes that combining these treatments with sound agronomic practices can further reduce disease pressure and protect yields. And of course, they encourage you to connect with your local FMC retailer to build a management plan that fits your farm. For Profit Matters, I'm Dustin Huffman.